places because you may end up getting a time bomb.
I paid $125 for my new little puppy, and she's supposed to have all of her shots. She has a tag embedded.
It. Good night.
All right. Anyway, thanks. Okay, and sorry for the sad story there. Okay, Chris in Los Angeles. We'll be right back after the commercial here. Sorry to put you on hold there so long. Okay.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana with On Frequency with Keith Rogers. And I'm sorry to put Chris near Las Vegas on hold for so long there, but that was an interesting story there because I know how it is when you're either old or elderly or something like that and living alone or even with others. To matter of fact, right before that, the commercial about the headaches, I just got rid of my wife and solved that problem. Anyway, Chris, go ahead. Hope you're having a good evening.
I like the analogy, Keith. That was great. And I appreciate in story also. And I know that man and other animals can be great bonds of attachment, love, and affection that we can be very vested in, and it's very discouraging when they take a turn for the worst. But I was quite surprised that Gore Vidal is still alive. I've quoted him frequently.
Actually, he's passed now. He died in 2012.
Okay, well, I didn't know he was alive that long. One of his quotations I've adopted for myself is that I am a conspiracy analyst, not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, there
and
you go.
His comments were so wise and so intuitive and so on point for today. And you were speaking about the NDAA, that insidious piece of so-called legislation.
Yeah.
See, that comes from 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961. It's a completely, I mean, the wording in this thing is just monstrous. You can look it up on the GAO and come up with it. They revised it in 1988 and, of course, then in 2000. And probably, I think the president just did one just recently having to do with expanding the military capabilities. 10 is the military is what it is.
Well, yeah, you notice that he cited 1950 there, and this is when the industrial complex started up that Eisenhower warned about.
Oh, yes, beware the industrial complex. It's actually the militant, not the military, the industrial complex. Because what the NDAA does, that's where DARPA comes from, the Defense Advanced Research Project. Because by the language in there, it gives them the ability and says they may, that's a subjective interpretive term, and it's equivocatory, which should be a doctrine of void for vagues. And this is the way they broadly construct all this so-called legislation. So it's cleverly devised and guised to hide the dangerous concepts that are encrypted within to we the people and the national security. But being one that is particularly victimized by this dangerous piece of so-called legislation, this actually came from Prescott Bush, is where this doctrine came from. Or George Shraff, Prescott Shraff, perhaps. Of course, he was part of the Union Bank of New York, who was a pipeline, a funnel of money to support Hitler's war effort from American supporters, the Nazi Bund here in America. And, of course, a lot of those were the Zionists who did that, and because they were propagating their own agenda. But the Section 702 of the NDAA that gives them the ability to spy unlimitedly on these vague and nebulous, unsubstantiated petitions for surveillance under the guise that somebody's a terrorist. And there's a book out called The Terror Factory, and it talks about, it's a former FBI agent that was on the inside that speaks very clearly to the dangerousness incorporated within this concept, because under the guise of terrorism, they can claim anybody's a terrorist, and then they can enjoy just egregious enrichment by pursuing this person, tracking, stalking them, as I have been since August 12th of 2012, according to a testimony I got in direct examination in a court here in Las Vegas. And I recently discovered on June the 8th in the backseat of a police cruiser being falsely arrested over a traffic infraction that you pointed out also initially, that they tried to escalate and expand them to felony crime accusations. Of course, I'm trying to rebut all those presumptions. But I saw on the screen that I had been falsely labeled with no fact-centric support for it whatsoever, the preposterous and absurdity that I found myself listed on their screen in great big letters as HOT hot number 10 TW8. I've been able to reverse engineer and adduce that the 10 means that I supposedly want to kill policemen and
David down there in Houston there has the same problem there, because he's in all these fusion centers as a poster child for his photo work, you know. And that's how, you know, they label you there. You know, Ryan, Granny and I was on Twitter here a couple of days ago, and I posted that photo of Suzanne Condoleezza Rice. And I put a quote on there. It says, "From this day forward, any nation that continues to harbor or support terrorism will be regarded by the United States as a hostile regime." That's Bush. And then I posted right next to it of Condoleezza Rice standing there with bin Laden. But this is the same premise that we're seeing today there, Chris, is that the United States is openly supporting these terrorists over there. And, of course, if you do anything, you're automatically labeled. I mean, say you want to help out Syrians or something. With their demise that they're going through. Well, see, that's part of a regime that the United States doesn't want you to support, and so you're labeled a terrorist. Same thing with Palestinians, you know.
Well,
but you're the enemy.
Gulag.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. This is the Bolshevik Revolution, the precipice here in America. Myself, I have had my life absolutely, they've tried to destroy, they tried to drive me to suicide. I think that's what the 8 means, and I'm supposed to be potentially suicidal. I assure you I'm not. There are 17 cases the Supreme Court has put out that support that we have not only a right, but in fact a duty to resist unlawful arrest by any means necessary or possible.
That's right.
You know, you have to be very, very cautious about that. Of course, that's supported by the Castle Doctrine and the Stand Your Ground laws. And when they color you to be a domestic terrorist, with when there is no, to be a terrorist, you have to have actually carried out a violent act against someone, or at least done something to substantially predicate and plot, plan, or conspire to carry one out with some overt actions. And merely studying law and learning to educate yourself, in fact, the case Downs versus Bidwell specifically spells out that the opinion at the bar and the opinions of merely learned men are that we have substantially two forms of government operating in parallel simultaneously, the de jure and de facto, and that is absolutely correct. So when somebody tries to allege that you're creating another government, you might, in fact, be trying to bring back and restore lawful government as opposed to this criminal de facto by force of arms imposter government that we have supposedly representing our interests, but representing them into their own self-interest. And that is exactly what's happened to this country, why we're in such dire consequences on the precipice of the collapse of America. It's not a collapse. It's not an accidental circumstance. It is a cleverly devised by these terrorist enemies of America who have been wanting to take this country over since its very foundation.
You know, when you were saying that, Chris, it reminded me of the, it may have been down in Texas there, where late at night, this guy had heard this banging on his door, and then suddenly some guy comes through the window there, and he shot the guy in the face, and it turned out to be a SWAT team in one of their no-knock warrant raids type things there. But the guy skated from that because there was no admonition that, you know, this is a bust or something like that. But the guy legally defended himself, and then, of course, he was targeted by law enforcement after that. Because just like whenever you try to stand up for your rights, the police today automatically say, what are you, one of them sovereign citizens? And we know the Homeland Security has got these alerts out that anyone trying to defend them rights is automatically a terrorist. Like that sheriff in Spokane that said constitutionalists could be considered as ISIS.
Oh, yeah. This insanity, this is coming out of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, and other insidious anti-American organizations that are put out by revolutionary terrorists wanting to take over this country, and they twist the words and the circumstances trying to create the case Chisholm versus Georgia specifically talks about the sovereignty of the people being sovereigns without subjects in this country, being different from ancient king and the Justavini of Rome and Britain. This is the concept that our founders created in this country, that we were supposed to be self-ruling, self-regulating, and that's what the true etymology of the word term sovereign means, although a citizen is a form of a subject or a slave in actuality. And so those two terms are incongruent, polar opposed, and therefore oxymoronic.
Yeah, you know, Chris, if you want to go to listening there, William Cooper on archives.org, there's a plethora of his old recordings there, but look up the one where he highlights what the ADL is. They don't stand for Jewish rights at all. They are basically a communist organization that, as you mentioned, is there to take down the democracy, our culture, everything like that. They're the ones behind all this removing of statues, and of course they put that damn satanic statue over there in that other state there. Yeah, you know, and of course, but they're removing our Christian Ten Commandments for the courthouse and stuff like that. Where was the separation between church and state there, you know? But these are the guys that are behind that, and people just don't understand what's going on, and they don't bother. Like, say, as long as you can grow your penis 3 inches longer, that's all, you know, Americans care about. They're so warped in their own thinking, you know?
Well, your observation about the Satanism here in America, the pedophilia and these other abominations to the Creator, is well taken. But the unfortunate truism and the factuality is that by the bar supplying all the people that work in the courts as officers of the court under the Corpus Juris Communum Volume 7, attorney-client relationships under officers of the court specifically, they're all oath one to the bar, two as officers of the court, and three not to their mere money-paying clients. This is an unfortunate reality that most people are aware of.
And there's another portion of that too there, Chris, is that's where the judge will tell the jurors that you will judge this case on the stuff that I give you as evidence, not what is presented. And that's because the state always wants its conviction. And that, and like say, if you're outside handing out pamphlets on jury nullification stuff, like that's a felony because it's jury tampering. See, it's the way the state wants it handled.
And this is precisely what Thomas Jefferson warned us about, another
right.
prudent jurist, about tyranny of the judiciary. And this is what always occurs in failing democracies or republics, because they become intolerable and they become plundering. The government plunders the people, and all the wealth that's accumulated on a collapsing one or being imploded, as it is here by design, and they see the handwriting on the wall, the wagon wheels are coming off of their system, and it's going to be imploded so they can reform it in a global Satanism, Zionism, if you will, Talmudism. And this is what's happening to America these days. But I certainly appreciate your wise and astute comments related to that, and talking about these issues is critically important, because this is exactly South Africa. It's what America is starting to become in central pockets of population
yeah.
centers. I'm a victim
yeah,
of it myself.
Yeah, I've got comments on South Africa there, but if you research the Jewish murders over there in South Africa, you'll see where a lot of this stems from, the active ongoing there. And I've got another article that was written, or it's on the Zulu tribe and the so-called African Boers, about how this entire immigration stuff started there. And again, a lot of this, as I've mentioned, is to cause fear, in which the whether it's in Europe, whether it's a targeted kosher deli center or a synagogue, the same thing with the Jews over there in Israel arming the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine to cause anti-Semitism, to where they call for the Jews to move to Russia, I mean from the Russian Jews to move to Israel, the same as the rabbis are telling those in Europe that Europe is too dangerous for the Jews to move to Israel. And this is a mass migration, just like Israel is arming the Miramar junta over there, which is causing millions of Muslims to flood into Europe and stuff. This is all a cultural thing, and I don't blame the Jews. I blame the Zionists that are behind it and these neocons, and Trump is one of them.
Well, you're absolutely right. He's a sun god of Ra worshiper and part of the secret cults. And
yeah, anyone that saw that photo of him over there in Saudi Arabia with their crystal ball would have known something was up, you know. Or just like Obama bowing to the Saudi prince. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is America. You don't bow to foreign countries, do you? Well, apparently they do, but, you know. Man, I got a break coming up here, but do you have anything else real fast here, Chris?
The last thing is Zionism, Islam, Mushalim, Mormon. These are all man-created and invented religions. They're religions, L-E-G-I-O-N, not L-I-G-O-N. There's only one true religion. That's the one true creator of the universe. Thank you so very, very much.
That's right. Okay, thank you. And that's why the Bible admonishes those that the spiritual man examines all things. And you can go back to the same thing with Jesus saying that his kingdom is no part of this world. Had it been that his followers would have fought that he not be delivered up to the Jews and all this stuff like that, you know. But, of course, this is where the synagogue of Satan comes from and all that. But a lot of people don't even want to push this in there because it blows their concept. But anyway, Chris, I really appreciate you calling in, okay? In lieu of that, for the break here, right now there's Russian warships headed over there to Syria in response to the U.S. threats over there. And this is, again, with the State Department, all those guys issuing these chemical weapon things against Syria about not using chemicals over there. This is all one of these trumped-up charges there. And you start looking at the armada of ships that are headed over there, that something could break out there. And, of course, that's because the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia do not want to give up that. They want to partition that entire state there for the greater Israel and everything. They believe that they're going to build this so-called thing. Remember, though, what the Bible says, that the city, New Jerusalem, comes down from heaven. It is not a man-made thing. It's incorruptible. You can go back to the Book of Kings there, where man could not walk by his faith. He needed sight, and so God allowed them to appoint kings over themselves. But man wants to rule themselves, and again, in Pennsylvania, you have your courses on the querying of God. Berkeley has got it on anal sex. Anything to pervert our lifestyle is what they're out to do like that, so that we're so mixed up, we don't even know what the hell to do like that. Of course, that's for those idiots that live in cities and stuff. But like I say, you get out here in the country, you have time to think and stuff, play with your dogs, and reflect on what's going on. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana, where it's cooling down to 61 degrees already. I've got a clip here for you, but I want to preface this. And I've mentioned here last week about this nice Jewish kid here. He's a former IDF soldier there. But we had this little fireside chat, and I got talking to him, and I says, hey, you know, easy. I says, you realize that Hitler didn't kill anyone. He just gave me that stark look there, you know. And I bantered there about all these so-called leaders, whether it was Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, all this stuff like that, you know. They've killed no one, just like George Bush. He's killed no one. He's attributed to a lot of that stuff, but he hasn't. So in lieu of that, I want to show you, after I got done talking to him, and I says, the millions of people that have been killed were killed by those just doing their jobs. And then he mentioned something in Hebrew, and I asked his girlfriend what it was, and she said grunts. It translated to grunts. So easy understood exactly what I was getting at there. So with that, I want to play this clip from George Bush, where he's being interrogated by the so-called media. It's only a minute and a half there, so go ahead, Ken.
You've talked a lot about freedom. I've heard you talk about freedom, I think, every time I've seen you.
Yes.
And yet there are those who would say, look, let's take Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib and rendition and all those things. And to them, that is the, you know, the complete opposite of freedom.
Of course, if you want to slander America, you can look at it one way. But you go down, what you need to do, I think I suggested you do this at a press conference. You go down there to Guantanamo and take a look at how these prisoners are treated. And they're working it through our court systems, We are a land of law.
But the Supreme Court have just said, ruled against what you've been doing down there.
But the district court didn't, and the appellate court didn't.
The Supreme Court's supreme, isn't it?
It is, and I accept their verdict. I don't agree with their verdict, and it's not what I was doing down there. This was a law passed by our United States Congress that I worked with the Congress to get passed and signed into law.
It looked like an attempt to bypass the Constitution to a certain extent.
This is a law passed, Adam. We passed a law. Bypassing the Constitution means that we did something, outside the bounds of the Constitution. We went to the Congress and got a piece of legislation passed. Hmm. And so I said...
Which is now being struck down, effectively.
It is. And I accept what the Supreme Court did. And I necessarily don't have to agree with it.
I mean...
And my only point to you is that, we certainly wish Abu Ghraib hadn't happened. But that should not reflect, America. This was the actions of some soldiers.
All right. So there you have Bush. After all this illegal wars and stuff, the detentions, Abu Ghraib was another one there where they were slicing the male penises and stuff like that, electrifying them and everything like that. Just blame the soldiers. Again, these guys, these presidents and stuff, have all been out golfing. They weren't the ones doing the crimes. The soldiers did it. So blame them, right? But they get put into this war mind or this war footing there that once you're on the battlefield, it's all that teamwork there. Flutter your flag and stuff like that, USA, USA. And these soldiers go out and do that stuff, just like up in Afghanistan with the kill team, the striker kill team, where they were out shooting Afghan kids just for fun. Iraq, where they've guards at the different zones there, they would watch these certain people go through, and then later on they went out and they raped this one gal and turned around and shot her entire family like that. Then they dumped some kind of a weapon they used for the shooting into a creek or something like that. And, of course, they finally got charged for it like that. And it's no different over there in Japan there, where they've been raping stuff. And this doesn't just, again, entail female rape. It's been just released here about the massive amount of male rapes, young boys and stuff getting raped. And this is no different than the United Nations and their little teams and stuff. But it's always blame the soldier. And the point was, is Iraq never attacked the United States. Afghanistan never attacked the United States. It was all blamed on people. We know that anyone that's alert knows this was an inside job. And it was to start these wars. Anyway, Granny, I'll go ahead and pick you up here right before the break there, and I'll just cover you, carry you over there. But I don't want to put you on hold that long there because I know how beautiful you are. But anyway, go ahead, Granny. Hope you're doing good over there in Missouri tonight.
Well, I'm fine. I got my yard mowed. I'm ecstatic.
Good. Your cardboard?
But, yeah. Band-Aids. I wanted to comment about the Boers in Africa.
All right. Well, hey, there's my break there. I knew it was, I didn't want to cut you the whole thing there, but here's a three-minute break. But hang on there because, like I say, this Boers issue is really interesting because of even Trump's or the White House's position on it. So keep that thought there. We'll be right back after the break here, okay? It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
And you want to. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We were talking with Granny over there in Missouri there, and Granny was just talking about the Boer incidents over there in South Africa there. And this has been brought out on John's show here too, where those people that are having their land and possessions stolen are still being charged by the banks to pay for their mortgages and stuff, even though they've lost everything. So, Granny, go ahead and take it away.
Well, I was just sitting here trying to think of that political faction, that guy's name, Melmer, I don't know. But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I can't think of the name either, but I know. Yeah.
The one that's been drawing thousands in front of him while he's sitting there doing his little dance saying, kill the Boer, kill the Boer.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kill the white people. Well, and then says, well, we're not killing them yet, but indirectly they are, because what's going on are there's African gangs that are, they're running in gangs, and they are the ones that are killing the Boers.
Right.
They're breaking in their homes, raping the women, killing their husbands in front of them or beating them, and they often end up in the hospital. And I was listening to one of them on a video that was saying that he will strip his farm down and even remove the roofs off of the barns in his house to make the land totally useless. But see, the problem here is the Boers have been feeding most of Africa.
Right.
And
farmers.
When you take the farmer away, people are going to starve.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing that happened in Somalia. But the problem lies in the fact that the government is wanting to give these farms to the African farmers. But most of the African farmers don't know how to farm without
right.
destroying the land. So all I got to say is they keep this going. It's not going to be, what I call the Afrikaners, they can always move and start somewhere else.
Yeah,
but
well.
It's racism. It's pure racism against white people.
And I've kind of highlighted this before there, Patty. The fact is, there's always something that precedes this, just like the Israeli arms sales down to El Salvador, the rise of MS-13, the immigration that comes from that. In the Times of Israel, it says, Israeli arms sales to Africa make steep rise in the past year, and this was between 2013 to 2014. And then it says, in Defense Web, it says Israeli arms exports to Africa keeps growing. And it talked about a 70% increase in 2015 to 2016. All this, I mean, it's like, where does all this racism and where do these guys get the guns and stuff to kill people or slaughter them and stuff is Israel. And the other thing is that in doing this, Israel, in a lot of these circumstances, bypasses U.S. arms embargoes on those countries. And yet Israel sells the arms anyway, and Israel's the ones that is feeding the racism. And I hate to say that because it's not all Jews. It's just Zionist plan for mass immigration.
Right. But there are Israelis over there training the Boers how to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that here we go again. Zionists doing one thing, and then we got Israelis who care that are trying to help.
Yeah, but there was two Jews murdered down there just recently here, and of course, again, they work through these aid groups, just like USAID and stuff. That's why Russia and those guys have kicked out U.S. or gave the boot to USAID and stuff. It's these matter of fact, Patty. One of Gore Vidal's, I think it's in the United States of Amnesia in his video there, he highlights the fact of how the United States and all their arms deals and stuff, they will only allow arms or aid to go into an area, whether it's South Africa or whatever like that, through certain groups. And, of course, a lot of people won't use Red Cross because they know of the amount of money that's siphoned off the top here for their corporate dealings like that. And so they'll use groups like USAID. And so then you see these photos of these Al-Qaeda terrorists there, and they're in these tents with, say, what? USAID on them.
Yeah.
So,
but what's so ironic is the Africans want to blame white people for destroying their country. Well, white people built Africa.
That's correct.
If it wasn't for white people, they'd still all be, there wouldn't be no cities. They'd still be living in grass huts.
Yeah. The article I sent you there. If you read that, it gives you the entire history, clear from the early, early history of where people immigrated from, how they got there, the farming, all this stuff. And this is all being destroyed.
Well, see, the Boers immigrated. White people started immigrating to southern Africa. 100 years before they ever even laid eyes on an African.
Yeah, Ken just posted something here on Skype there about they're not attacking the diamond mines. Of course, we know about those blood diamonds and the Israeli link, you know. So
see, that's the problem Africa has. The main problem is they have corrupt leaders that have been bought off by the Zionists, and they're serving the Zionists. They're not serving the African people.
Yep.
And the Africans need to wake up to this fact. And I was going to ask you, too, you know, that video I sent you about the shadow government.
Right.
With Kevin Shipp.
Mm-hmm. I have that on my notes.
Yeah. Well, okay, you're going to talk about it?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Well, go ahead. I can't figure out, Hillary runs a powerful crime syndicate in this country.
Yeah, money laundering, yeah.
Right. It's the Clinton machine. So she must have a lot of power to be able to get Brennan and Gates and Comey and Strzok and all these different people risking their careers for her. And all she does is use people, and then she knocks them off, has them knocked off. I don't understand why they sold their soul for her other than money.
Well, it goes back to Clinton. Remember Clinton with his cocaine and stuff? They used to do all that laundering through Florida. Bush did it through the Saudis with their oil and stuff. I mean, the cabal. I mean, if it's like George Herbert Walker Bush that said that, you know, if the American people knew that what we were doing, we'd be hanging on lampposts. And sadly, like I say, and I've mentioned before there that Americans are too concerned about their own private lives of these LGBT pride conventions and crap like that, teaching their kids all about transsexual sex. I mean, they're so divided, and that's what the purpose of this was, is to keep Americans so divided, they allow their government to do whatever they want, and they just keep electing in the lesser of two evils in their own mind. But they're still getting evil.
Well, see, Poppy Bush, we were in Afghanistan to run the Russians out, but they, let's see, what was his name? Brzezinski?
Yeah, Brzezinski.
He's the one that went over there and talked the Mujahideen into doing that. And of course, they changed their name to Taliban. But
right.
After that was all said and done, the Taliban went in there and wiped out all the poppy fields. But after
that...
Yeah,
that was in 2001, right.
Right. But now... Why is the U.S. Why is there 10,000 U.S. Marines still over there guarding those poppy fields? It's for Poppy Bush, because
right,
that is the drug cartel, and that's how the CIA funds a lot of its black ops.
And that's why NATO has moved down into Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean, can't people draw lines between the dots? You know.
And there was no white powder in this country until George Herbert Walker Bush flooded the streets with it.
Yeah, well, Roosevelt's family and John Kerry's family is involved in that, too. If you watch that war, the coming war on China with John Pilger, he documents how they're all behind this Indochina opium trade. And again, it's designed to get everyone hooked on drugs so that they don't have a fighting army, so they can just go over there and just take over.
Right, and the same thing that is going on with North Korea, prime
yeah.
poppy fields. Plus a lot of minerals and natural resources in those mountains that the Zionists want. Same
yep.
thing in Afghanistan. There's minerals there the Zionists want. Same
yep.
thing in Donetsk, in Ukraine.
Yep.
There's minerals
yep.
there. Diamond and gold mines the Zionists want. They
right.
want to strip every country and own it all so they can dominate the world.
That's right.
I'm done.
All right, yeah, I got my phone lines loading up on me here. But, hey, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad you had a little bit more time this time, okay? But always call toward the bottom of the hour, okay?
Okay, I'll remember. I was just teasing.
Oh, that's fine. I love you anyway, okay?
Love you too, Keith.
All right, you have a good one there. Take care of yourself. All right, Fred in Michigan. Sorry to put you on hold there for so long, and also Charlie in Los Angeles. We got you coming up next there, okay?
Hey, yeah, Keith, right on target. The J. Robert Oppenheimer clan
mm-hmm.
in West Africa, they're the Diamond Barons. And, of course, they're connected with the Cecil Rhodes, you know, the Round Table Group. And, of course, it all goes back. All roads lead to Rothschild, Bank of
yep.
England.
Well, you know what, Fred, what gets me, though, is that a lot of the RBN listeners – it seems like we all get this, but those that are so stuck on mainstream media and stuff that have been lied to, I guess, for years like that, they could have a brief report about it, and they still wouldn't catch it. They cannot connect the dots.
Well, you know what? They're arrogantly ignorant. They're suffering the disease of terminal intellectual arrogance secondary to malignant pride. I know people who are PhDs, and they just can't conjure the remote possibility that they've been living big right. lies all their lives. And so how do we really fight back? I don't have Talmud vision. This is my 12th year devoid of Talmud vision. I've never been to a jewelry store. I haven't been to a Talmud Jew theater right. since Chariot.
Well, Fred, you proposed the question, how do we kind of fight back there? Remember Nixon during the Vietnam War there, when he had surrounded his little living quarters there with these buses end-to-end like that so that no one could get through there? And it's quoted where he sat there wringing his fingers there, talking about those anti-war protesters out there, that they were going to kill him like that. And, of course, you see the White House raise their height of their fences and stuff. And you notice these so-called terrorists, they never go after government. It's always they afflict the civilian portion of it like that. And ISIS is going to go after American citizens. Like, well, if you were ISIS and so against the United States government and what it was doing, like, wouldn't you go after government entities? No, they go after the citizens. So you know it's staged.
Keith, you know, you're right on target, bullseye. Robert Revel, I think, has the most awesome intel data dump broadcast along with yours, and you know, ISIS, the guy Lamb on C-SPAN, forgot his first, Brian Lamb, I saw it, he was interviewing two former Mossad operatives who authored a book, Every Spy a Prince, and they actually identified ISIS as Israeli secret intelligence services. They've never attacked Israel, and in fact, Robert has cited at least one, if not more, former Mossad directors who admit publicly, and it's even been published in their newspapers in Israel that they aid and abet the ISIS Freedom
and the same thing with these local drills and stuff here that you have Israeli physicians and stuff. I just got a tweet here. I just posted here in the chat room there from Twitter here that was just sent me. It says training exercise at the time of this maiden shooting down there in Florida. And this is the same thing, you know, that there's always a training or, you know.
And like on 9/11, there was a mock drill. There was a stand down.
Right.
The jets were told to stand down. Prior to 9/11, the intercept jets had been summoned over 200 times. And
right.
on that,
and the recordings, the recordings of those was trashed. The CDs that back up that the data was all trashed, broken.
Yeah, and the radar, there's civilian radar and there's military radar, and then you got John Lear, who actually brought together six veteran pilots, all of whom had been military and then went into airlines. He put them into high tech simulators. Said, "Okay, here we got it. Highly controlled conditions."
Right. They couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it, and then nobody else has cited this except John Lear, and it's in his presentation, John Lear, 9/11, no plaint, a 1999 military 200-page document describing a 3D hologram generator technology that can be utilized from an airborne platform for, you know, hundreds of miles away, directing a hologram 3D image also functions as a cloaking technique. Well, that's how those jets that people thought they saw slicing through the Twin Towers, which is physically impossible, which Albert Stubblebine, Major General of the U.S. Army Security Command Director, and Lieutenant General Robert Bauman, Ph.D., Director of the Air Force Advanced Space Programs, they're in a documentary called The Demolition of Truth on YouTube, and they both, you gotta see it, it's only like five or seven minutes.
Man, that's like that mysterious, Fred, that's like that mysterious white plane that was above the entire area there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what about the 16-foot hole in the Pentagon?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jamie McIntyre from CNN, he says, well, folks.
Nowhere is a plane. Yep.
No fuselage, no engines, nothing's torn. How does a 757 vaporize?
Well, it's like George Bush says, you got to keep repeating the lie over and over again to catapult the propaganda.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to cut you loose here because I got another caller here, and then it's going to be the end of the show here. But I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Take care, Keith. Take care.
All right, my bestie there. Charlie in Los Angeles, we'll be right back after the commercial here. Sorry to put you on hold there for so long, okay? And I think I'll close the phone line because I have some other news I need to get out and really important. So we'll be right back.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm running out of time here. So, Charlie in Los Angeles, I hate to cut you short here, but go ahead. What's on your mind there?
Well, I'll make it quick. First of all, I'll make one comment on 9/11. We didn't need to have a hologram machine. All you had to do is use a computer-generated image on your computer. That makes it much easier. As far as South America goes, if they're giving the land back to the blacks, this is just a United Nations program to take farmland out of production. Because
sure.
The minute a water pump breaks on a tractor, these blacks can't fix it.
Right.
This land will not be farmed. This is what this is about, taking farmland out of production. This is that land in South Africa is productive as the Ukraine or some of that stuff up in the upper Midwest of the United States here. So it's just taking farmland out of production and cutting back on the food supply.
Yeah, Charlie, here's another one. See, the U.S. State Department they're supposed to cut, they've been asked to cut $510,470,000 from that foreign aid from there. Remember, they just killed all foreign aid for the Palestinians. And they told the Palestinians that they do not want their right of return. This is a deliberate attempt to cause wars.
Well, in South Africa, look at who even knows what's really going on there. And I'm going to tell you something. All I've seen, I haven't seen any farmers being killed. Have you?
No, but that one gal on Stat Miller's show here, I think it was on Thursday there, she talked about how they're pouring acid down people's throats, everything like that.
All these people that are talking about all these farmers getting killed are Jewish. She was on, Lauren Southern was on Savage yesterday talking about it. She's Jewish. I've noticed that these people will, I don't know for sure if these people, these farmers are being killed or not. Maybe just one or here, two or there. As far as a genocide going on over there, who knows? But why is it, if they were really being slaughtered over there, why are the Jews over there telling us all about it? So when the Jews are involved, there's always something up. There's always something up. So thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks. No problem there. I appreciate you calling in. Okay. I was going to talk about this when we were talking about Bush earlier, about the Haman Square over there in Chicago that's disappeared over 7,000 people. And they say this is related to drugs and stuff. But, of course, you never know this because of the way lawfare works today, how drugs and stuff are planted on people. Even David down there at the border had that same issue with the Border Patrol doing that, trying to frame him. But in lieu of that, the Saudi warplanes have bombed in another batch of kids over there, killing 22 children there. And, of course, these guys are on the Human Rights Council. And I can't believe that people cannot sit back and realize that all these crimes and stuff are being done in America's name. And so when you hear people say that, death to America, you can only understand why people are so enraged about what's going on, especially over in Yemen right now. And, of course, you're supposed to, these TV commercials that, please help support the starving people over in such and such, for $19 a month or just 61 cents a day, You've already paid for it for your taxes there. It's blood money. So, Israel won't let another party in from Germany because they have Palestinian blood. I still have 5 more pages of news I was going to get to, but the callers were good tonight. So, up next is Doug there with Blacklisted News Radio. Hopefully he's live tonight. Thanks, Kenneth, in the control room, those in the chat room, and all the listeners there. Again, a lot of this stuff, if you go through all these old documentaries on YouTube and stuff of politicians from the late 60s and stuff, you'll see exactly what's going on in this country. They saw this entire country being ripped apart. And so instead of being out there in front of your TV, you should be out there demanding something from your government. And people just will not organize. And, of course, the minute you do organize, it becomes a festival for the cops. Anyway, have a good evening. Thanks for calling in and everything. And, we'll catch you next week there. As always, again, take care.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.